You must take the A train to go to Sugar Hill way up in Harlem. If you miss the A train.
Hi everyone, Happy Chinese New Year very soon, next week. 大家好，我是 Jenny.
Hey guys, I'm Adam.
那春节快到了，我们大家都非常激动的心情，等不及要回去看家人，对不对？但是、
right.
Before that happens, 你要先 travel.
Ooh.
Have to make your way home. 那春运呢，其实也是每一年我们中国最繁忙的这个出行的时间，所以今天我们就跟大家聊聊非常应景的而且非常实用的一些春运英语。Now, what I love about today's show is, 其实这些词春运以外，其他的时候你坐火车、坐飞机、自驾游也都可以用。
Yeah, it's something you can use all year long.
对。所以大家到我们的微信公众号开言英语回复春运就可以看到今天的推送。然后就像 Adam 说的 ,you can use a lot of these words all year long, 平时也都能用到。好，那首先我想问 Adam, 这个春运在英语里有没有一个特定的说法？
I guess we do. It's kind of long.
叫什么？
Chinese New Year Travel Season.
Travel Season 就是一个旅游的季，对吧？然后通常我们说这个春节是中国全年旅游最旺季，然后旺季或者旅游旺季英语可以说
The peak travel season.
Peak travel season. So we have this idea of peak seasons, right? When we're talking about traveling, it's peak travel season. But, 就是有一些不同的生意，比如卖 ice cream 的，可能 summer is their peak sales season.
That's right.
对，就是旺季都可以用 peak season 来形容啊。那自己就是上海人，然后爸爸妈妈都在上海， so I don't have to travel during Chinese New Year. But if you have to, 当你形容到出行啊，这个旅行的时候，英语也有不一样的说法。
Okay, so generally speaking, we're talking about transportation.
对的 ，transportation。我们有学到它一个那个意思是交通工具，对吧？但它还有一个意思就是出行、出游。
Right. I mean, really more in everyday speech, we might just say, you know, how do you get from point A to point B?
所以就是很口语的，怎么从 A 到 B? Getting from point A to point B.
Or even more natural is just like, how are you getting home?
就你过年怎么回家? How are you getting home?
Right.
那这个我们换一个 context, 换一个场景。比如下班你问同事, how are you getting home? 意思就是你怎么从公司回到家,对不对?就不是回老家。
Right. Home has a lot of different meanings for us.
对,然后比如日常每一天的这个上班通勤,英语里面我们也可以叫 commuting。
That's right.
好的，那我们现在就来讲一讲大家最关心的春节的时候 ,during Chinese New Year, how are we all getting home? 在中国 ,Adam, 你知道最多人会选择的出行方式。So what is the most popular mode of transportation in China?
I would probably think, choo-choo, chick-chick-chick, the train.
By train, 坐火车。其实这个和北美是我觉得区别很大因为在北美火车出行不是很普遍
Right, that's right
对吧这个我们以后 有机会可以再说 But in China, it's by far the most popular 而且我觉得是 In some cases, the most convenient 然后我们现在这个高铁速度也很快 The most efficient
Right.
所以如果你坐火车英语里面说我坐火车我乘火车这个我们会用到的动词或者说法有
We always just say by train. So you always say I'm going, but we always say I'm going by something. So go by train.
所以通过火车搭乘火车对吧 By train.
I'm getting home by train. I'm going home by train. Both are okay.
那我可以说 I'm taking the train 吗?
Yeah, that's okay too. Almost all vehicles, almost all, you know, cars, trains, you can take.
Take, 对 Take、yeah. 是就是你刚刚说的 vehicles, 就是车类最常用的一个搭配动词啊。但是其实春运就是 taking the train 也是我觉得最 stressful 的因为 就是有几亿人也要坐火车，所以你那很多那个 popular routes 就是一些热门线路的票都很难买，比如我家阿姨她每一年抢票都抢不太到，然后后来她就是终于她下定决心去买一个小米手机，她而且她要上 4G， 她说之前她网络很不给力，永远抢不到。Yeah, but this year she did it. 那抢票，你要抢一个东西，英文你可以怎么说？
Okay, I wanted to mention two things here, because usually if you check the dictionaries, this word will always come up as grab, but I don't think grab is a very good word to use here. I think a better word is snatch.
Oh, snatch. Snatch, S-N-A-T-C-H, 对吧？
Right.
它的这个意思就是一个很抢手、很热门的东西你要去抢。
Right, exactly, exactly. So I remember a couple weeks ago, Jenny went to see a concert. This was Zhang Xueyou, a concert.
Oh, 对对。
And it was, I mean, I wanted to go too, but it was impossible to get tickets.
I snatched a ticket.
You managed to snatch a ticket, that's right.
所以很抢手的东西你终于抢到可以说 I managed to snatch.
Yeah, exactly. Because it is, that just emphasizes how...difficult it is to get this.
对，所以就是 if you manage to do something, 这个 manage to 的意思就是 despite the difficulty, 经过千辛万苦你终于做到，终于抢到一张火车票，对吧？
That's right.
然后在中国这个，因为你春运的车票 it's very limited supply, 就是非常有限的这个供应，而且是实名认证嘛，就是 you need to verify that you're buying for yourself, 就你不能
right.
对，就是以防黄牛。黄牛英语里也有一个说法，是吧？
Well, we would say scalper, I guess. Usually,
if scalper,
right, a ticket scalper.
Ticket scalper 就是，比如张学友演唱会门外也有很多 ticket scalper， 就是各种各样的黄牛都可以叫 ticket scalper。好，反正大家又学到了一些啊 ，ticket scalper, snatch tickets。那我们火车就讲到这儿。那接下来我们看看不一样的飞机。So if you're getting home, 坐飞机。刚刚 Adam 教过大家用 by 这个介词啊。So I guess、
right.
you can say by plane, 对不对？
Yeah, yeah, going by plane, sure.
但是我觉得很多 native speakers 他们口语更常用，他会直接说 I'm flying.
Yeah, I'm flying home. I'm flying.
对吧？
I'm flying out tomorrow, something like that.
就你感觉他像 Peter Pan 一样，他像彼得潘在天上飞，但其实他这里省略的就是我那个 airplane plane 那个名词，而直接说 I'm flying.
Yeah, it doesn't sound so crazy. It just sounds totally, totally normal. Yeah,
I'm natural. 这听起来很自然。那讲到飞机，我觉得比较常用的可能就是你是坐什么经济舱呀，还是你比较有钱或者公司报销，你坐公务舱。所以我们可以说说这些不同的舱位。
Okay, so me usually when I travel because I'm not super rich, I usually take economy class.
Economy 就是经济舱，对吧？这里大家要注意的、it's not economic class. 虽然你感觉、我要用个形容词，但是不是在这里的说法，它其实就是 economy. I'm flying economy、是最自然的啊。或者我前几年学到美国人另外一个说法，说 flying coach. 我之前不知道这个 coach 是什么，后来我就琢磨出来说啊、it just means economy.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm flying coach.
Coach, 它还有一个意思就是像美国很多 Greyhound 那种大巴士对吧
Yep, also coach.
Bus, 对但讲在飞机里面就是 economy. 然后呢现在还有很多航空公司它出来一种介于 economy 和 business 之间的就是 premium economy.
Yeah, but what is premium economy? I've never really understood.
哎你们加拿大航空公司就有。
We all have. I've bought many premium economy tickets, but I just don't understand.
你这么有钱 ,premium economy 还很贵。well, premium 就是比较高级的意思。The premium economy, 它就是 you've got a bigger seat and they serve you slightly better food and then you can check in with the business or first class people. 所以它还是有一些 benefits,、
right.
有些 perks, 好处的。
Better peanuts.
Better peanuts.
It's true, it's true.
对然后就比较高级的是 business, 还有其实现在很多航空公司都没有 first class, but it's just business.
Business class, yeah.
然后有一些 business class 现在的趋势就是你看的什么 Emirates 阿联酋航空的广告、他的 business class 是什么自己一个小房间
Right, a little room in the clouds
嗯，反正这个一辈子跟我也没有关系我们就不说它了既然说到飞机不同的舱位前面火车这个也困扰我很久说什么硬座呀软卧啊这种卧铺、这个英语有对应的吗
You know, since we really don't have these things, you know, when I came to China, I had to learn what they were. Generally speaking,、we would just say like, you know, a hard sleeper or soft sleeper.
Sleeper 就是卧铺对吧
Right.
所以 hard or soft. 那我刚刚说的那个硬座软座呢
Seats.
对因为很多外国人他没有想到说有的时候还是站票 你知道吧有的时候你买不到那个座的只有一个站票
Right, so standing ticket、
所以可以叫它一个 standing ticket
Right、
学到了那这个真的很辛苦啊所以我们、就祝大家至少都抢到了一个硬座 You at least get a hard seat、Or 现在有很多朋友你可以自驾对不对不求人那我们最后今天就来说说这个Driving or by car.
Okay, so yeah, by car, take the car, or even take the car. We even have a phrase, go on a road trip.
这个当你讲 go on a road trip 是比较 fun, 比较有意思的，好像一边开一边欣赏沿途的风景玩一玩，对吧？
Yeah, it's generally pretty fun, but I mean, a lot of people, for example, if I had to go home and I was going to take a car andYou know, my friends or my family, we could just go on a road trip. So instead of going directly home, you know, here and play and stop here and have some fun.
就是很多朋友问过我说自驾游在英语怎么说你们不会说什么 self-driving trip 什么的我觉得最对应的可能就是这个 you know, taking a road trip.
Right.
但是 Adam, you know, during Chinese New Year, it's impossible to do、a road trip. 因为 the roads are so busy, they're so packed.、
Yes.
It's almost like a huge car park.
Right, yes.
就像一个大型停车场因为、这车子 it's all backed up. 这里教大家一个说真的很堵啊这句也很好 very backed up. Completely stuck.很多路都是这样的就完全堵住你都开不了那就是其实除了自驾以外现在很多人如果大家路线是相同的话我们可以就是拼车拼车英语里面呢也有一个有趣的说法
Carpool
这个 or carpooling 对吧意思就是拼车你可能都是不认识的人但大家线路是相同的一致的你谁先下后下这就是 carpool
right
carpooling 在国外也很常见在国外有一些拥挤的道路或者时段他会说 they have a reserved lane for like carpooling or it's like high occupancy lane 你一定这个车上要坐什么三个人四个人才能走这条路
yeah well I mean as long as you have two people you're okay so a lot of people put like a fakeperson in their car like a doll or something a really big
doll. 太卑鄙了 despicable 还能这样吗哎不道德不道德不好好了那有每年新闻我来看就是大家真的是回家心切啊买不到车票或者什么最后有些人什么走路或者什么 motorcycle 或者我不知道今年有没有人摩拜一路骑回家OFO 对就各种各样的方式反正 nothing beats the feeling of being home for Chinese New Year、所以呢都祝大家就是这个回家的旅程首先你买到票什么你不要太堵堵在路上然后、when you actually finally see your family it will all be worth it 都是值得的好那也谢谢大家今天收听我们的节目你今年你已经上路了吗 Are you on the road? Are you on your way home? 你怎么回家你采用的是哪一种 mode of transportation 都欢迎在留言里面跟我们分享然后 Adam are you traveling anywhere during Chinese New Year?
Not bloody likely
大家都要回家你就不要跟我们凑热闹了啦好吧好 好，那我们今天节目就到这儿，那也希望我们开言英语就像你的家人一样的每天能够陪伴你去学很实用的自己生活里用得到并且有兴趣的英文。我们会员呢每天都有新课，跟我们免费的课程是不一样，但是很好的相辅相成，大家学习一年只要629，也希望你们在今年能够用新的心情去学英语，到我们的微信公众号开言英语都可以了解并且一键升级。 OK, have a great trip and we'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye guys.